Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. This is George from Golden Dawn's New York Division, and I'd like to give you a brief statement in light of the recent events that have been going on in Greece regarding the Golden Dawn. And as many of you are already well aware, we have said time and time again that these charges against our party by the traitorous coalition of Samaras and Venizelos are baseless and completely politically motivated. Now, as of April 2nd, 2014, our comrade Elias Kassidiaris released a video of New Democracy aide Panayotis Baltakos admitting just that. Not hearsay, not a quote taken out of context, ladies and gentlemen, but a documented video from his own words admitting the political nature of our persecution and its Zionist origins right here in New York City. Since then, the situation has exploded, and the thieves and liars of their government are scrambling to save face. They have underestimated the Golden Dawn, and they have underestimated the intelligence of the Greek people. I have personally known our comrade Elias Kassidiaris for about 10 years now. We met when we were both younger and active in the offices in what is known as Armonia, in the center of Athens. This area is now completely overrun by foreigners today. And back then, the rot of our beloved homeland was just beginning. And Elias and I, while growing up in different countries, I in New York and Elias in Athens, we understood full well the kind of Greece that the enemies of our people wanted to create. We understood their vision of what they wanted to do to us and do to our country. And unlike people in suburbs and small towns, people like us that grew up in the urban areas learned firsthand and got the first taste of the destruction of their multiculturalism, of their European project, as they call it. And this was at a time when most Greeks were still unaware and unaffected. Now today, however, our people have woken up, and now, unlike then, our words do not fall on deaf ears. Antonis Samaras, however, was hoping that Elias' words would fall on deaf ears. But clearly his life of luxury in the villas in the gated wealthy suburbs of Athens has made him completely oblivious to the misery and suffering our people now deal with. From the confession of Baltakos, we can see that Samaras underestimated his enemy. He underestimated the Greek people, and now he will inevitably face the consequences. Let me tell you a story. My great-grandfather was an officer in the Greek army during the Balkan War of 1913. He brought a group of about 50 Greek immigrants from the United States back to Greece to volunteer and fight in the war. Now, some of the wealthier and more comfortable Greeks back then in America told him that he was crazy and that he would never come back alive. They said to him, "Why not stay in America where things are safe?" But he ignored them and he went anyway. And out of the 50 who went, only roughly around 6 came back to the United States alive, and he was one of them. And it's because of brave Greeks like him, a huge portion of the Hellenic Macedonia was liberated, and many of those who chose safety in the U.S. and refused to fight later became the supporters of the Samaras regime today in the form of Zionist organizations such as AHEPA and the quote-unquote Hellenic American Leadership Council. And that's why I'm telling you this story. Now, we the Greek Americans of Golden Dawn, New York, will continue to fight in whatever way we can to help our brothers in Greece and to expose the treacherous ones who bring misery and despair to our families back in Greece. I invite all of you to continue to help us in this fight to bring the real criminals to justice once and for all. Thank you very much, and have a good night.